Hi, everybody. Time for our Saturday podcast. RJ Bell is sick. Maybe he's sick of me. So today, a special guest. I'm so excited. Steve Fezzik is going to be joining us. But first, on Saturday, here's my Blazing Five picks.
That's a hot one.
Let's blaze it up.
Fire it up.
It's Collins Blazing Five. Giants at Jets.
This is bet the number. Two bad teams playing in the same stadium. Why wouldn't you take the Jets and the points? The Giants are on a five-game losing streak. Daniel Jones has lost all confidence. Don't go crazy on Sam Darnold. He was 27 of 39 last week. He had one ugly pick, but he moved the ball. He didn't feel bad about himself. He played pretty well last week, except for a terrible pick. The Giants since week five are a mess. They're last in everything. Points allowed, yards per play. They've allowed 30 points in five games this year. Only Tampa's allowed more. And the turnovers are brutal. 22 most in the NFL. I get a field goal, the better quarterback. If two teams who play in the same stadium, I get a field goal. The Giants can't stop anybody. Finally, it looks like Darnold's got a full array of offensive pieces. I'll take the Jets to win 30-24.
Cardinals at Buccaneers.
Like it. I love it. Arizona plus five. I think Arizona's the better team. I think they played a really, really tough schedule. They're 3-5-1 is Arizona. But their five losses, all of them, are all the teams currently 500 or better. Arizona's been a tough out. And despite having a rookie quarterback, this is a remarkable number and a bad offensive line and a rookie head coach. They have the fewest turnovers in the NFL at four. That makes less than New England. It makes no sense. Kyler didn't have a pick in his last 172 attempts. That's the longest active streak in the NFL. Tampa has the worst pass defense in the league. They've had a brutal schedule where they've been on the road. Now they had to go all the way to Seattle, play an overtime game, come all the way back. I got Arizona, 10 days rest. I think they're the better team right now. I think Arizona wins 28-26.
Panthers at Packers.
Again, you know how I feel about Carolina. I think Green Bay's good but flawed. I think Carolina similarly is good but average at quarterback, but I get 4.5 points. I like the number. I'll take Carolina. Here's the other thing. Carolina leads the NFL with 34 sacks. You saw what the Chargers' defensive front did to Green Bay's offensive line. Carolina's going to get pressure. The Packers have the youngest defense in the NFL. It's the youngest. It has dropped off from its impressive start. If you go to the Green Bay defense in the last six games, folks, they're giving up 26 a game. Giving up 410 yards a game. It's been exposed a little. It's good, opportunistic. It's not special. Kyle Allen has been exceptional in the red zone. Why? Because he's got Christian McCaffrey. Greg Olsen's an above-average tight end. He'll get Hall of Fame votes, and I like their two receivers. This is too many points. I think the Panthers cover. I'll probably give Green Bay a close win, but I would take 4.5 with Carolina all day.
Rams at Steelers.
This is another. Like it, I love it. I'll take the Rams -4. Sean McVay has had his way with the weaker AFC. Outside of Belichick in the Super Bowl, he's 10-0. He's off a bye. He stepped off the treadmill. Their offensive line's a little healthier. The secret with the Rams right now, their defense has actually, since the acquisition of Jalen Ramsey, been playing top five defense in the NFL. And Jared Goff, this may surprise you, his November numbers in the last couple years are like all-time stuff, like over Drew Brees. The Rams, again, they're on a two-game winning streak, held both of their opponents to just 10 points each. And the Steelers struggle on the backup running back. Mason Rudolph, pop gun arm. I like the Rams to win. I'll swallow the 4 points, 28-20.
Seahawks at 49ers.
I may be from Seattle, but I like the 49ers -6.5. I think Seattle's defense, Pete Carroll's doing it with Bobby Wagner and Bondo. They're near the bottom in total defense, near the bottom in pass defense. They've become incredibly Russell Wilson dependent. That's why I'd make him my MVP. The 49ers are number one in every defense, total, pass, and red zone. They're also getting both their tackles back. Joe Staley, left tackle, Mike McGlinchey, right tackle, and their fullback that they use like New England often and to lead their running game. Arizona, Jimmy Garoppolo coming off a very good game, played well, little extra time. Seattle went to overtime. 49ers win by more than a touchdown, 31-23. That's a good Monday Night Football game.
All right, we bring in Steve Fezzik, the only two-time winner of the NFL Super Contest. In my opinion, the best NFL handicapper in the country. And there's a lot of good ones. His Twitter is at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K Sports, part of pregame.com and straight out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio. So it's an absolute pleasure. RJ doesn't hold back, so don't hold back on me. Let's start with this. It looks like the New York Jets are getting a couple of points against the Giants. And I actually think the Giants' offensive personnel is solid, and the Jets' defensive personnel, especially their safeties and defensive interior, is pretty solid. I have lost a little faith in Daniel Jones. And despite the ghost comments, I haven't in Sam Darnold. He will have as much talent as the Jets can offer. Herndon, I think, could play. So I would take the Jets, who I think right now are a better team. I actually do, +2, stadium doesn't matter. What, Steve, do you think?
Agreement, Colin, and I agree with you about Daniel Jones. How the story has changed, really good games against Tampa Bay and Washington. Since then, he has looked like a rookie quarterback that is not ready for prime time, and now it's not even clear if he's an upgrade over Eli. Now, I get it. Darnold has struggled big time, but he did have to play 3 of his 5 games against Buffalo, Dallas, and New England. There's almost no differentiation between these two teams. If the Jets are getting the points, you have agreement.
My favorite bet of the week, Cardinals +4.5 at Tampa. Tampa flew cross-country, comes back. I'm not sure what they're playing for. Kyler Murray is playing to impress his coach, and he is still learning the position. Cliff Kingsbury is trying to prove, I still belong. They've played a very tough schedule. They've been in most of the games. I also think they're very good on the script early. So my guess is off a bye, Cardinals take a lead if they can win the coin flip, and Tampa and Jameis Winston are playing from behind where I don't love them. So I like the Cardinals +4.5. I have been really surprised, pleasantly surprised, with Kingsbury. I think every week he gives you a little bit new look. I'm going to take Arizona here. What do you think?
Agreement. And Kyler Murray has shown improvement. 5 straight games with a rating close to an average NFL quarterback or better. What a contrast to his first 4 games where he had 2 terrible games. And I love what you did in terms of the schedule here. Look at the schedule situation for Tampa Bay. They've been on the road for 5 games. They've been at the Rams, at New Orleans, the London trip, and most recently at Seattle. They finally come home. So a horrible scheduling spot. Contrast that with Arizona, who's had 10 days to get ready. Agreement.
Panthers, I'll take the 4.5 at Green Bay. I don't even know if they win, but I look at it this way. I don't want to overvalue Green Bay being humiliated, because they were. I think there's a recipe to beat Green Bay. Philadelphia provided it, and I think the Chargers did. I think you can play power football with Green Bay and eat up some clock, and I think it's what the Rams will do with McCaffrey. So I like Ron Rivera. Steve, I've always thought he's an undervalued coach. I'd take the 4.5 with Carolina. What do you think?
Yeah, I have agreement here. Carolina should run all over them with McCaffrey. Let's look at how we thought about Green Bay. The first 3 games, that defense is going to be so much better. They brought in the Smiths, that pass rushing, Amos at safety, huge upgrade, held their first 3 opponents to 17 points. But the problem is, 2 of those games were against Chicago and Denver. Since then, Green Bay has been torched. They're giving up 22 points per game, and you're right, a whole bunch of it is on the ground. And let's face it, Carolina, now that they're free of the Kyle Allen or Cam Newton distractions,
yeah,
that's huge, don't you think, Colin?
Yeah, no, I think that's a real thing. I think that sort of hovered over the franchise. And, you know, Steve, I've always felt this with Carolina. There was always this sense Cam didn't have enough. I've always thought they draft particularly well. I like their 2 receivers. Greg Olson's had a nice year. I've always felt their talent. They're always a top 10 to 12 roster for me, and I think Cam sometimes elevated them and sometimes did not. He got in the way. He was high maintenance. So we've got a distributor at quarterback who gets the ball to their pieces, and I like their pieces.
And let's face it, their loss week two, McCaffrey got 1 yard short of getting the first down where they would have gone in and won week two. So Carolina, you could argue, is even a little bit undervalued based upon their first two games where Cam went 0-2.
Let's move Steve Fezzik joining us at Fezzik Sports, F-E-Z-Z-I-K Sports, only two-time winner of the NFL Super Contest. Have great respect for his work. Now, this is a spot where generally I tend to bet numbers, not teams. The Steelers get 3.5, but I'm going to take the Rams minus 3.5, and here's my feeling. I think McVay, I think he's 10, take out the Patriots Super Bowl, I think he's 10-0 against the AFC. I get a coaching edge. I like McVay over Tomlin, and I get a quarterback edge, Goff over Mason Rudolph, and I get the Rams off a bye. So I'll swallow the 3.5 here, coaching, quarterback, and rest. What do you think?
Real close call, but slight agreement. And the key here is that the Rams, indeed, as you mentioned, are off a bye. As it turns out, Colin, this is amazing. Since the year 2000, if you just backed road teams off of a bye who are favored, you're 75-38. That's 66% against the spread. That's an eye-popping number, and it makes sense, doesn't it? So often, if you're on the road and you're favored, you're the much better team. What happens when you're the much better team? Complacency. Maybe you don't get up for the game, but off of a bye week, usually you can go ahead and bring your full effort. Also, I like the mismatch in this game. The Rams are winning with defense.
Yeah.
It's a top five defense, according to Football Outsiders, and I agree with that. The Pittsburgh offense with Rudolph, who I don't like.
Limited.
Bottom five offense advantage, Rams agreement.
Okay, another game. It's Monday night, Seattle at San Francisco minus 6.5. I think Seattle is doing it with offense. I think the Pete Carroll is very good. He's a mentor. He's very good at taking young defenses and improving them. But I also think this is not outside of Bobby Wagner. The personnel is hit and miss depending on the spot. I think they'll address a lot of those needs in the draft. San Francisco, I don't have to give up a touchdown. They're at home. I think Seattle is kind of depending on Russell Wilson to save them. I don't think San Francisco really needed Garoppolo until last week. They also get healthier. They're getting one of their tackles back. This is a real easy 6.5 for me to swallow. I'll take the Niners.
Strong agreement on this one, and I agree with everything you're saying. San Francisco's 8-0, and what's amazing is they're doing it with a team that's been injured on offense. Joe Staley, left tackle, is going to be back. They might get their right tackle back as well. And their fullback, Jusic, he is critical, Colin. He's been out for 4 games. He's likely to return. So if they get all these guys back, smash mouth San Francisco has not had their two tackles and their fullback, and they're still winning. What are they going to do once these guys come back? Well, they become a Super Bowl legitimate contender. And I agree, Seattle's overrated. Russell Wilson, hey, kudos. He single-handedly won games, but a lot of these games still could have gone either way. The win against Cincinnati week one, the win against the Rams, was Russell Wilson blocking the Greg DeLegge's field goal at the end of the game that sailed wide? No. So overrated Seattle, underrated San Francisco, strong agreement.
Now, on our Saturday podcast with Steve, we always give an RJ2 a bonus pick. It's the last game that I was going to put in the Blazing Five, but I bail on. I usually come into the week with 7 or 8 games, whittle it down to about 6. So I would have taken the Titans plus 4 against the Chiefs. And we know in this league that we know who the great quarterbacks are, and we know who stinks. You know, Brady's great, Trubisky stinks. But there are guys in the middle. Dak is one of these, and Ryan Tannehill, who I think are better than public perception. Tannehill should have been the starter the minute he arrived there. They're a better offense with him. And at home, I get over a field goal 4. I still think Kansas City is going to be a better team when Mahomes arrives, probably in 2 weeks. I just feel like this is the Titans season, absolute urgency. I'd go with Tennessee here. I know they're all over the map. What would you go on this?
Disagreement on this. I do agree that Tannehill is the better choice at quarterback. But even with Tannehill, let's face it, Tennessee has been lucky. That win against the Chargers, how many touchdowns did the Chargers score in the final minute? 3? 4? That all got overturned. Lucky to win that one. And then the win against the Tampa Bay Bucks, plus 3 in turnovers. Tennessee got all the breaks, and that's why they won that game. And let's look at Kansas City. Kansas City is a juggernaut about to be released, Colin. The defense was not good last year. It was not good early in the year. I'm going to make the case the buy sign is blinking on the Kansas City defense. Shut down Denver to 6 points, and then shut Minnesota down to 300 yards. And I know what everyone's going to say, but wait, Green Bay put up 31 on these guys. If you watch that game, that was an example of Aaron Rodgers just having one of the greatest games ever. You saw that game with all the tight passes he was able to complete.
Yeah. No, I mean, Aaron sometimes, you know, there's the Dan Marino quality where Aaron makes plays nobody else can. Don't make that, what you're basically saying is, don't make that on a macro level what Green Bay is. It was just, or what Tennessee is. That was just Green Bay. That was just Aaron Rodgers being special.
Exactly right. And because of that, I don't think that the market is reflecting enough the improvement in the Kansas City defense. If Kansas City has a top 10 defense, and it's getting close now, and they get Mahomes back, this team is going to be very, very difficult to stop. Disagreement.
Great stuff. Steve Fezzik, only two-time winner of the NFL Super Contest, pregame.com. He's also on Straight Out of Vegas on Fox Sports Radio. Steve, an absolute pleasure. Great job.
Thank you very much, Colin.